Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
You know what it is. You're going to have a spooktacular show for y'all today. You're going to be gobbling it up. Cardi B's 2017 just keeps getting better. She's on the cover of Rolling Stone and gave a pretty interesting interview. And Selena Gomez and The Weeknd just split up. And the reason might have something to do that rhymes with Justin Weebler. We'll give you the details. Irina, but first, more important than Mueller's indictments, America's been wanting to find out what Gary will wear as his costume this year.
Uh-huh.
And you guys voted, and this year Gary is, drum roll please, Egyptian god Gary!
Yes! Yay! I love that outfit! So.
I felt a little bit like Queen Latifah. Then I felt a little bit like the Michael Jackson video.
You're giving me Remember the Time,
yes,
Michael Jackson.
Remember the Time.
I love the skirt.
Yes,
and I just have on my drawers.
Okay.
Wow.
They didn't vote for that.
Well, we got to bounce it over there to the West Coast and see who our people in L.A. are dressed up as. Heidi and Frank, what y'all got going on over there?
What's up, Atlanta?
Conor McGregor right here.
And Conor McGregor is hanging out with legendary Tom Petty.
Tom Petty's with us. The theme on our show this morning was pop culture of the last year. So obviously Conor McGregor with Mayweather and then Tom Petty's death. So that's what we did.
Nice.
Really? Well, I almost thought you was a pastor, Frank. I didn't know that was
or an insurance salesman. I could do a lot of things.
Frank, you're looking like a snack in that outfit, honey. Oh. You look really handsome today.
Oh. I wore it just for you, Portia.
I've known him for 20 years. I've seen him in a suit once.
This is it.
Hey, Craig, do you mind telling everybody exactly who you are?
Okay, so here's what happened. I ordered a Spider-Man costume from a website, and they sent me a man spider costume.
You have some other arms. They're just down there at the bottom.
Yeah, they're cheaply built. The strength.
I was hoping that was an arm, or Headcrack shouldn't be on TV right now.
Well, the celebs are still rolling out the Halloween costumes, and this is our newest fave. Gabby O'Union and Dwayne Wade is Millie Vanilli.
Oh.
Oh, cute. So cute.
Y'all can say what y'all want about Gabby and Dwayne Wade, but they have fun.
Oh, they got it. They're adorable.
If you're all just getting used to the idea of 74-year-old Mick Jagger having a baby with 31-year-old ballerina, well, that's old news, Mildred, because he has a new girlfriend. Yes.
Oh, wow.
She's 22-year-old Noor Afala. Yes, all 22 right. years old. He's 74. He's still with his the ballerina. She's 31 years old, and they have a 10-month-old baby named Devereaux. Mm-hmm. And but I guess he met this young woman in Paris. They were doing the Rolling Stones tour, No Filter tour, and she went to the concert, ended up backstage, and had a private dinner with Mick. And then the next night had a private dinner with the band, and I guess she's an up-and-coming producer. And they were introduced by director Brett Ratner, so looks like another love.
Is there no scenario where he can go, oh, lovely to meet you,
I have
a girlfriend? Like, wait, he doesn't seem to be able to utter those words.
Come on, Tom Petty, this is why you become rock stars. So you can always have 22-year-old girls at your concerts.
But 22, I mean, at 74, I can understand if he was like 50-something, maybe 22 is still kind of cute. But at 74, hell, a 50-year-old is a little too young.
Okay. I mean, I think, I agree, and I think it's 22 and 74, I mean, he biologically, physiologically, however you want to put it, he could be her great-grandfather.
Yes, thank you.
10 months old, this baby's 10 months old, and he already has a new girlfriend.
I mean, he can blame dementia.
Oh, I thought...
this.
Oh, hello, love. I thought it was you. I was kissing. I'm
right.
Well, superstar and 15-time Grammy winner Adele has just been named UK's richest star under 30. Are you ready for how much she's worth?
How much?
$175 million.
Oh, wow. Go ahead, girl.
A nice, I know, get yours. A nice chunk of change. So she has so much money, so much that she basically turned down millions of dollars just to weed her garden.
All right, I know, I'll explain.
So apparently, she was offered $1.3 million to perform for wealthy Arab billionaires.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And so it turns out that somebody close to them, Australian singer Guy Sebastian, who's a judge on Australian's X Factor, he says, quote, I was with Adele's agent and two gigs offered her a $1.3 million deal to perform. Her agent said, quote, nah, she's not doing it. She's busy gardening this week. Adele is often weeding these days. So she turned down a multi-million dollar gig. Because she can.
I don't have $75 million in the bank. I want those kind of problems.
I'm not mad at her at all. Weeding is therapeutic for her, like it is for most people, except they smoke it.
All right, y'all, it's official. 2017 is the year that Cardi B reigns supreme.
Ooh. Yes,
for sure. Bow down and pay homage. I mean, she's won awards.
Yes.
She's killing the game right now.
Yes.
She's broken records with Bodak Yellow.
Oh.
They even gave her the Spirit of Detroit Award. She's from the Bronx.
Right.
She's crushing the game on so many levels, and now she's on the cover of Rolling Stone's 50th anniversary, The Hot Issue.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
And, yo, and check out the outfit. You know, she's giving you the leopard print. She's giving you the garters.
No, I love the look. I love the jet black hair. She does colorful hair all the time, but I love the traditional colorful hair. Her tongue is out. That's her little look.
Yeah.
She always love her tongue out.
And here's the thizzy. If you follow Cardi B on social media, this article is so Cardi B. Like, even the opening paragraph.
What does it say?
Cardi B is butt naked in the doorway of a hotel bathroom, yelling about her vagina. Oh. On a mid-October evening, she's readying herself for a college show in Baltimore, and the toiletries provided by the hotel aren't to her liking. The soap gave me a yeast infection of 2017, she hollers in a thick Bronx accent. My was burning like a Mexican taco.
Oh.
That's how the article starts.
Oh. I love it. Okay, I gotta go pick this up. She's crazy.
Oh.
But can your burn like a Mexican taco?
Yes, it can.
Oh.
I don't know if we'd ever say it out loud, but Cardi B says it for us.
The Mexican taco. Damn.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Right.
Well, yesterday, y'all, we found out that after 10 months of dating Selena Gomez and The Weeknd, they split.
Wow.
Now, the tea was, y'all, that the couple hit a rough patch, honey, because he was on tour and Selena was shooting a movie in New York. But, baby, let me tell y'all, honey, this just might be why they really split.
Why?
Let me tell y'all, honey. Now, remember we reported Monday, y'all, that Justin and Selena were spotted having breakfast together Sunday morning after church.
Right, church.
Well, okay. Well, honey, Justin was spotted, honey, leaving Selena's house Monday morning wearing the same outfit he wore on Sunday.
Oh, Gary.
But wouldn't it be more shaky if he went over there with a change of clothes?
Why you gotta notice everything? Maybe he just fell asleep. He got tired.
Normally that would be the walk of shame, but for him getting his girl back, that's a walk of fame, honey. He is proud to walk up out of that house.
But how does The Weeknd feel? The Weeknd,
he got played.
It don't matter. You don't know what's going on, Gary. You always do that. He might have some other broad somewhere. He might be actually good. He might be okay with the fact.
It
might be an amicable split.
You know what the deal is, though? What really hurts me, and I know it hurt The Weeknd. You know, they said once you go black, you never go back.
She gone back quick. Okay.
All right, coming up, y'all. J-Lo and A-Rod just revealed his pickup line that started it all. We'll tell you what he said next.
What's up, y'all. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, everybody knows Jennifer Lopez, one of the hottest chicks in the game.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently, even one of the hottest chicks in the game is a sucker for a pickup text message.
Oh, a pickup text message?
Yeah.
I heard a pickup line, but what's that?
So J-Lo and A-Rod are on the cover of Vanity Fair magazine, and he sat down with him to reminisce about their first date. Mm-hmm. And Alex admits that he was nervous about going into it because he didn't know if it was a date or what Jen's status was.
Oh.
Do you know what he did?
What did he do?
Played it like a damn athlete. He says, she told me around the third or fourth inning that she was single. I had to get up and go readjust my thoughts. So I went to the bathroom, got enough courage, and sent her a text.
Oh.
What did the text say?
So, like, Jennifer was sitting at the table. She's by herself. She's waiting for Alex to come back. And she get a text from him that says, you look sexy.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah. That'll do it.
But it's so odd because it's Alex Rodriguez. Like, you know, like, he's had, like, a notable roster over the years.
Right.
You know, so you would think he would have enough courage to kind of shoot his shot.
Yeah, but you know, she's from the Bronx, and we like men who talk like that.
She made him nervous, but he still had to keep his swag.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't know what to say to her, but he texted.
This man is 42 years old. Is that sexy for a woman? You say to a woman that you sexy? That's tacky.
Yes. No, it's not. She's Jenny from the block. That's cute to her.
It's
like,
simple.
See, though, Gary, if you were shooting your shot via text, what would you text somebody?
Oh, God, save us, Jesus.
Hey. I would type, hey.
That's why you ain't got nobody.
Because I wouldn't know what to say because I'd be scared they would reject me. So I would just
you have to shoot your shot or you never know if you can make it, Gary. You have to shoot your jumper. You have to stand at that free throw line and shoot for the goal.
Well, holler at chicks on the web.
Well, it's finally Jessica Alba's turn to feel love.
Oh,
yeah.
Jessica!
Yeah, so Jessica Alba is pregnant with her third child and stopped by Rachel Ray to explain why she's excited to finally bring a boy into the family.
The girls love their dad. I wanted someone to love me more. And so this was like
That's true. Mother, son, right?
Yeah.
Daddy's little girl, and he's a mama's boy and all that, right?
Like, when he comes home, they're like, Daddy!
It's like the universe.
When I come home, they're like, oh, hey, Mom. I'm like, I do everything for you.
Oh,
bless her heart.
See, that is why I always said I want a little boy.
Yeah. That is true, though.
Somebody
that's
who
cute.
Can pamper you and you can, you know, because mothers always love their firstborn boy.
I just remember how my brother was with my mom.
Yeah.
Like, he was always massaging her feet, cooking her pancakes. They were so close, like best friends. And I really wasn't that close with my mom until, like, after high school.
Yeah.
When your brother left?
Yeah. But I can get in there.
Well, y'all, the Statue of Liberty has fallen.
No!
Oh, my God. Y'all, Wendy Williams dresses the Statue of Liberty on her show this morning. And check out what happened on live TV.
Oh, yes.
It's always a lot of fun. Let's get started. Our first caress.
That was scary.
Earlier. Yeah,
that was really scary.
Like, it scared me. Like, I think it probably scared her because she started feeling this feeling.
Yeah,
and she started panicking before she could do anything. And then she just, oh, my God.
People were talking about they thought she was doing the Frankenstein or something, honey, because the way she was looking, and then she passed out.
See that comment about Frankenstein? Yeah. No, I just didn't see it. No.
You know, because it was so hard to read. Because with it being the Halloween episode, you kind of expect some, you know, some hijinks or something, like some sort of show.
But this is real, right?
Wendy told the audience that was not a stunt. I overheated in my costume and I did pass out. But you know what? I'm a champ and I'm back.
Well, that's good for her.
Good for you, Wendy. We glad you okay.
Yes. I know, my God.
I passed out before one time in a club. I was like doing some type of diet and not eating, but I was in the club smoking.
And hot.
You know what I'm saying? And it was real hot. But I didn't, I felt weird, like I was gonna pass out, but I didn't panic. I just fell out. I was just like,
boom. Did you finish partying when you woke up or did you go home?
All right, stay right there. More Dish Nation is coming up.
Coming up.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Portia and Brett, what is y'all secret? I've never looked so fabulous.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you so much, Gary.
You know, we'd be fabulous.
Yes, very fabulous.
Okay, so now, Brett, tell me. You have a story on Mariah, don't you?
That's right, Gary. Today, my best friend, Mariah Carey,
You know Mariah, right, Portia?
Oh, yeah, girl, Mariah.
Well, I can't believe it, but Mariah is about to get back with...
Excuse me. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, what is going on?
Excuse me. Come on, get your...
Oh, I thought that was... Oh,
you sorry. You didn't mention me. What is y'all doing?
My bad.
She looked like that. Thought that was y'all.
You gonna just talk to them and let them sit here and take our job like that?
You didn't even know that wasn't me.
That booty was pretty.
So booty and baby hair equals Portia.
Yes.
And you know I ain't had no two ponytails. I've been changed my hairstyle.
Oh, well she had the same cheap. I mean the same glasses on.
No, she don't. Mine's a Versace, darling.
Those were gas station looking.
Shut up, Gary.
Shady. Come on, man. Let's get on with this. Y'all crazy. I don't understand you all head crack, but what you got?
Well, even if you're an OG like Bette Midler, you still can be told beach, please.
Oh.
Now, her and Dita Von T, she's a very popular burlesque artist.
Right.
She was actually banned from performing at Bette Midler's party.
Why?
All right, so Bette Midler, she's in New York City right now. She's on that play Hello Dolly. So
right.
Last night, she held her annual Halloween bash for charity. So Dita Von T was scheduled to perform. Now, for those who don't know, imagine a strip club where the chicks don't really get naked. It's just teasing.
Yeah.
Internet has made it so hard to enjoy that. But anyway, so Dita Von T is the most famous burlesque artist in the world, and she's performed a little bit of everywhere. The party was located at the Cathedral of St. John, and a super Catholic bishop, Andrew Deesh, was like, hell no.
That makes sense, though.
I mean, basically, he's like, yo, this is a church. You can't burlesque dance in here. And I get it. Some places are sacred.
Did he really say hell no?
Probably not.
Oh.
I mean, and you gotta look, it's 2017, and I've been trying to go to church a little bit more often, and you know what I've noticed?
What?
Like, some churches actually give you coffee before you go in, and I think this should be mandatory at all churches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people need to be able to stay awake.
But I think, though, like this one church I went to, they should do in most churches, they should have somebody at the door and give out mints. They should pass out mints at every church.
Oh, they definitely should, because the devil be coming out through that breath.
Yeah,
my family's talking to me, I'm like, the devil coming out.
Some of them people don't be catching the Holy Ghost at all. They're fainting because breath.
That church breath be hallelujah. So anyway, we already gave out $1,500, and today we give another $500 in our Name That Candy contest. Woo! We got over 1,600 entries yesterday, but our final winner is, drum roll, please, Sherry Nash.
Yay! Yay!
Congratulations, Sherry. Congrats to everybody who's played all week long, and thank you for playing, guys.
Congratulations!
Well, want to know why Andy Cohen says he didn't know Kathy Griffin? He has finally explained himself. We'll find out what he said after the break.
Andy Cohen is now explaining why he pretended not to know Kathy Griffin. And so he's now explaining it on his SiriusXM radio show. And here's what he said. Usually with TMZ, you're walking and you say your thing and you get in your car. Well, my driver parked on the second level of the parking lot. So we were standing there all the time waiting for the elevator. And that's why it kept going on. And I didn't really know how to pivot in the conversation. So I failed my Mariah impression.
Usually when things are awkward or I don't understand what someone said, I'll always agree, which is weird.
Right.
So in this case, it'd have been like, do you know Kathy Griffin? Like, yeah. If I didn't hear it. But to say no,
yeah,
I think he's kicking himself now because he never expected her to go on some crazy rant, right?
The thing about Kathy Griffin is, much like Joan Rivers, she is a ball buster. She tells stories, she goes at you. I'm just surprised that when you do that kind of comedy, that your skin's not thicker. Joan Rivers would have been like, oh, he doesn't know me. His was in me last night. He didn't know me then. He didn't know me. He sure knew me last night.
That's how you do it. And that was awesome.
Tom Petty doing Joan Rivers. Where else do you get that, America?
Oh, you don't get that anywhere else. Only right here. Only right here on Dish Nation.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.